News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Chef Nevin Maguire, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you? I'm good.
I'm really good. And great to have you on the show. Come here. You're keeping some pretty good company at the moment. Sally Rooney, Colin Tobin, Cecilia Hearn, Nevin Maguire, all nominated for on Post Irish Book Awards. You must be chuffed.
Oh, I'm privileged. I'm absolutely delighted. And, you know, because there's so many good authors out there and to be recognised and shortlisted, yeah, I'm very excited about the night and hopefully it'll be successful and enjoyable. So yeah, I feel very lucky to be able to write books and get people to cook and enjoy good food. So I'm really, really privileged about that.
Well, I have to say, your midweek meals and your more midweek meals is my go-to cookbook. Oh, listen, the halloumi chicken and chickpea tray bake, at least once a week, the kids demand it. Like, and it's so easy to make. It's brilliant. But this new cookbook, it's a little fancier, isn't it?
Well, what it is, I'll tell you, Shane, it's all about kind of cooking for family and friends and like at home. And two of the most popular classes that we have in our cookery school is Entertaining Made Easy and Cooking for Family and Friends. And that's where the idea came out about. So it's about like simple, delicious, gorgeous food that you can make and enjoy the moment and create food memories. That's the whole idea behind the book. There's lots of lovely recipes and an image per recipe. And I think, you know, celebrating and enjoying food at home, you can have a dinner date for two, a nice romantic evening, or like if you're cooking for a group, they're the questions people and they love, and more people are cooking at home, which is great to see, and entertaining at home.
Yeah, I was salivating. I was flicking through it yesterday. I haven't had a chance to cook anything, but I'm hoping to this weekend.
Not yet.
But salivating over some of there's a duck, a confit of duck in there as well that looks just spectacular. But if there was one recipe, maybe if people were thinking, it'd be nice to do something for the bank holiday weekend. Is there one recipe from the book you'd maybe recommend for this weekend?
A really simple and quick one, and it's kind of like a Greek beef macaroni pie, so it is, and you get some lovely big tubes of pasta called rigatoni. You cook that in boiling salted water, but before you do that, you fry off some beautiful Irish minced beef for about maybe 5-10 minutes and a little bit of olive oil, and then add in a little bit of onion, chopped celery, garlic. What's interesting in this, Shane, is I'm putting cinnamon, and I'm putting about 1 teaspoonful of cinnamon, which gives a really interesting flavour to the actual mince. Dried oregano, tomato puree, lots of lovely red wine, and then you cook that down. So that's your mince done. You boil up your pasta, as I say, and then you make a simple white sauce, which is equal quantities of butter and flour and then some milk. You pour that over. You mix your mince with the rigatoni all and mix that through the white sauce and then cheese and in the oven. It's comfort food, a nice glass of wine. You're not going to be in the kitchen all day, and I think it's just such a lovely food that all the family will enjoy.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. It sounds brilliant. Like, we have really changed in Ireland in the last 20 years. I mean, we were seen as a bit of a backwater when it came to food. I mean, we're that's completely gone now. We're at the cutting edge, aren't we?
I definitely think we're definitely, from the Irish palate point of view, we're definitely more sophisticated. We're embracing more spices, more different types of cuisines, which is great to see. From a cooking point of view, I think we've got an awful lot better. And I'll tell you why. In the cookery school, I see it. We take about 12 people in the cookery school, and definitely the amount of men that are coming now, it's nearly 50-50, which 10 years ago wouldn't have happened. So it's definitely great to see that. And as I said, the Irish palate definitely is just more experimental. They want to support and buy Irish food, and it is a challenging time to be in Irish food, but it's a great time too. There's a lot of exciting things happening at the moment in the food industry.
Last question, like you have McNean House, you've got the cookery school, you're a family man, you've got the TV shows, you've got the cookbooks. How do you find it? You must have energy to burn, do you?
You know, I love the job and I love the variety, and people think, God, he's never there in the restaurant, but I'm there still 80% of the time. But it's about having a good team. Like, my head chef is with me now over 22 years. We've 60 people employed. If you look after the team and treat them like family, that's the key.
I saw that firsthand. You can tell the people who work there have been working there for years.
Yeah, we're very lucky with the staff. You know, we've a very consistent business. We've a unique model because, you know, we've seen difficult times over the years. We're celebrating 35 years open this year, and it's an incredible achievement to all the staff. And, you know, do want to do it right. I have no ambition to open up other restaurants. I'm just enjoying the variety that I have. But I love food, and I love sharing my love and passion for food and getting people into cooking and eating food at home and enjoying it when they go out for dinner too.
Well, Nevin, you do it better than anybody I know. Congratulations on your book, Eat Out at Home, shortlisted in the Bookselling Ireland Food and Drink Book of the Year. And Nevin Maguire, always a pleasure. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.